This is a demo of an app called Digit Eyes. It reads the barcodes off of products, and you can record labels to accompany the barcodes. It's not a great solution for everyone because it does require a little help if you don't know what you have in your box. But in my case, it's a perfect solution because I do know all of the things that I have in my box. And when I get a medication that's not familiar, I do have someone to bring it in with me, and I can do this. And the reason that I like this solution is that I don't have to change pharmacies in order to use the ScriptTalk program. So this works on the iPhone, and I'm going to do a little demo. What I have in my hand right now is my bottle of antibiotics. So I'm going to pick up my iPhone, and I have the app already loaded. And so I'm going to press the scan button, which is located on the top left-hand corner of the screen below the where the Wi-Fi status is. So I'm pressing the scan button, and the phone vibrates, and it continues scanning as long as you want it to scan or until it locates a barcode. So I'm putting my medication bottle flat on the table, and I'm going to have to roll it around until it locates the barcode. The camera is over the side of the medication bottle. 2035545. And it just located the barcode, and it has located it and read the barcode number. And it's on the done button, but I want to record what this is. So in this case, the name of the antibiotic is Zithromax. So I'm going to go press the record button. I'm going to keep flicking right until I find it. There's the barcode. Record. I'm going to press the record button, and then I'm going to say the name of the medication, and then I'm going to double tap after I'm finished speaking. Zithromax. Now, it's on, it gives me the option to re-record, but it's not actually on that option. It's on the play button. So I'm going to press the play button and hear what I said. I actually like how that came out, but let's find out what else is on the screen. I'm going to start up here at the left hand.
Play.
There's the play button.
0% adjustable.
That tells me it's at the beginning.
Delete.
I don't want to delete it.
Done playing.
I'm done. Now I'm back on the main screen. I can play it again if I want to.
Re-record.
I don't want to re-record it.
Add list.
Now this is interesting. I can make a list to categorize the things that I've been labeling. And this is exactly what I've been doing. So I'm going to press this button. Oops, it didn't work.
Add list.
Done. Okay, it's on a done button.
Add list. Edit. Medicine.
There's my medicine list. It has other lists on the screen.
Add code to new list.
The only other thing that it has right now is add code to new list. If I press that, it will let me make other lists. But I want medicine.
Medicine.
There's medicine. And it reads it again.
Done playing.
Done playing.
Play.
Now I'm back on my main screen.
Re-record. Add list. Re-record. Play. 2, 0, 3, scan.
Now I'm done. If I hit done,
scan.
It goes back to another main screen where there's nothing related to this barcode.
List.
And there's scan and there's lists. Now if I go to lists,
store.
Oops. I'm having trouble hitting my buttons. There's lists.
List. That. List. Edit. New list. Medicine. 7 items.
There's medicine, and I've already put 7 items in that list. If I go in here,
6, medicine, list, medicine, edit, edit, 2, 0, 3, 5, 5, 4, 5, 6, 9, 8, 0, 2, 8, 3.
I can go into any one of these, and I can, let's see what it does.
2, 0, 3, 5, 5, 4, 5, actions available.
I press that barcode number, and it reads me what that is.
Zero. Delete. Done playing.
Done.
Play. Done. Re-record. Play.
I'm not interested in doing any of those things.
Medicine.
Go back to the medicine list. Now I'm going back to lists. I'm backing out of all these options.
List back.
And now I am back at the main screen. I did have one medication in here that the barcode already had a name associated with it, and it did read it. So anyway, that's how the app works. I do want to try one other thing with this app, and that is I want to try making a longer label. Because what I haven't tried is recording instructions. So I'm scanning Claritin D. It doesn't want to find. This is an over-the-counter item, so we will see if it has a barcode. I might be rolling it too fast.
Six, three, eight.
There it goes. Okay. You found it.
Scan. 6 3 8. Record.
Claritin D for Sarah. Take one tablet as needed twice a day. Okay, so you can do longer labels with this.
Play. Re-record. Add to list. Add to list. Add to list. Medicine.
And I'm adding to my medicine list. And it's playing. Gun.
Play. Play. 6 3 8 2 9 8 scan. Done.
There we go. And that is the DigitEyes app. I should mention here that I'm running DigitEyes Lite. There is a non-Lite version that is $9.95.